Hi guys, what's up? It's Sabri Raghavan back with another segment for my episode. This is the third day of my podcast successfully running. So, hi and welcome back. If you're coming here for the first time, then I hope you have a great time. And if you're someone who's come here for the third time in a row, then, thanks. It really means a lot. So, let's just jump straight in. Yesterday, I was talking about what really matters a lot to me, what I really care about. And I also told that I would be talking about today about the book that I'm reading at the moment, which is The One Thing by Gary Keller, right? With J. Papasan. So there are a lot, like I said yesterday, there are a lot of different things in this book that hit me really, really hard. And they have completely changed my mindset and my perspective on a lot of different things. So before I dive into the subject, all I want to say is it's Karthikai Deepam today, which is a festival celebrated here in Tamil Nadu, you could say. And because of that, you can occasionally hear fireworks bursting in the background. So excuse me for that. I'm really sorry. I can't do anything about that. And I'll try doing my level best to keep my audio audible at all times. So let's jump straight into it. There are a lot of different things in this book that really, really hit me. And obviously, I can't give you the entire book, because then I guess that wouldn't really serve the purpose of a book existing if I was to talk about the entire thing in my podcast. So I'm going to talk about, once again, the golden nuggets, I call them, things that really hit me and things that I feel are very important. So in this book, the author, right there, so I'm sorry about that. In this book, the author, he explains to us through the entire book about how following one thing in your life, just one thing, and focusing on that one thing will get you extremely extraordinary results and extraordinary success, right? That is the underlying theme of this book. So, in the contents page, you'll find that what he says is that there are certain lies that society tells us, right? And there are six lies that he talks about in his book. The first lie is that everything matters equally. Second lie is that multitasking is a real thing. The third lie is about a disciplined life. The fourth lie is about willpower. The fifth lie is about a balanced life. And the sixth lie is about big being bad. So I'm not going to talk about all of these things. I'm going to talk about one thing that played a huge impact on me when I was reading this book. And that is the first lie, which is everything matters equally. So I'm going to read out a small excerpt from the first chapter. The first lie, right? Equality is a worthy ideal pursued in the name of justice and human rights. In the real world of results, however, things are never equal. No matter how teachers grade, two students are not equal. No matter how fair officials try to be, contests are not equal. No matter how talented people are, no two are ever equal. Equality is a lie. Understanding this is the basis of all great decisions. So this is how the chapter begins. And he had me right here. The author had me right here. Because then in the entire chapter, what he goes on to tell is a lot of us think that everything matters equally. We feel waking up in the morning, hitting the gym is as important as getting our most important work done. And then maybe having lunch or having a shower or doing yoga or you could say playing a musical instrument or whatever, having hobbies is as important as your most important work. And that is a lie. Equality is a lie. He then goes on to talk about the Pareto principle, the 80-20 rule, which is very, very famous in the world of self-help. It's that 20% of our actions, 20% of our effort in the most important thing will determine 80% of our results, right? And Pareto's principle of unequal distribution, that's what it's called. You can Google it up. So what it actually means is that you can take very successful people, right? People that have succeeded in every different field, you could say sports or maybe finance or business or entrepreneurship or anything. They focused on one thing. So if you take Michael Phelps, for example, his one thing was swimming. And he gave 100% of his efforts on swimming. So in his entire day, he spent all of his effort on swimming. And very little effort on anything else. So that got him a lot and lot and lot of success in his life. Right? Similarly, you can say that to a lot of different people. They found out what their one thing was. And they gave all of their importance on that one thing. So instead of distributing their you could say their attention or their mindset or their strength or their willpower across a lot of different things. They focused it on one thing. So 20% of effort, 20% of the total effort that they take in one day went to just one thing that got them 80% of the results. So Michael Phelps say maybe he swam for like 16 hours a day or something, which is what a lot of reports say. And that is how hard his training regime was. 20% since he swam that much, he was able to become the most decorated Olympian of all time. Not even swimmer, most decorated Olympian of all time. Right? And that is what really, really hit me in this book. And then a lot of other different things, obviously, about balance as well. And later on in the book, he talks about, well, I don't want to say everything now because then I won't have content for my podcast episode tomorrow. The thing is, today's episode was about this, about equality being a lie. No two things are ever equal. If someone tells you, or if I ever tell you that I have a lot of different things to do, I am completely busy, please just stop talking to me, because that is a lie. People who tell you they have a lot of things to do, they have messed up their ideology of life. They have no proper perspective, because that is not how life works. You have to find out what your one thing is. Right? And equality is a lie. You have to focus on the one thing that matters. That will get you 100% or 80% or 90% of the results that matter to you. Right? So, that's the end of today's segment, I guess. That is the first lie that Gary Keller talks about in this book. And I guess tomorrow also I'll be talking about this book. What I've planned to do is, I have planned to pick a book and make 5 segments from one book. So, that means today being one, there are 4 more segments where I will talk about the one thing by Gary Keller. And then I'll go on to my next book, the book that I'm reading after this. So that is what my plan is. Maybe it's too much, maybe it's too less. I'll find out along the way. We'll experiment. We'll get there eventually, right? So yeah, I guess that's it for today. And thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you tomorrow. Stay strong. And remember, guys, equality is a lie. See you soon.